You may have heard, Adnan Syed is free today after 23 years behind bars. A judge vacated Syed's murder conviction yesterday after a request from the city's prosecutors. And you may also know that Syed was jailed, accused of killing his ex-girlfriend, Hae Min Lee, in 1999. His story got a lot of attention in 2014 when the podcast Serial reported on his case. Lee Sanderlin is a reporter with the Baltimore Sun. He's been following all of this. What a story. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Now, catch
Good
us.
Afternoon.
Well, nice to speak with you. And what a tale, you know. Prosecutors aren't saying that Syed is innocent, but that they lack confidence in the integrity of the original conviction. They conducted their own investigation into the case. Of course, there was not just the podcast Serial. There were other documentaries. And now they say there's new evidence about these two possible suspects in the murder. Let's listen to the Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby talking yesterday.
Our investigation suggests that the two suspects may have been involved individually or may have been involved together in the death of that beautiful young woman.
Okay, so tell us, Lee, about what prosecutors are saying about these two suspects.
Well, I think it's important to note off the top that prosecutors are intentionally saying very little. If they are truly and honestly actively reinvestigating Hae Min Lee's killing, then, you know, they're very limited in what they can say. But, I mean that being said, you know, it's I almost hesitate to call it, or just call it evidence that maybe wasn't properly disclosed at the time.
Okay, let's talk about that. We lost you a little bit, but what you're saying is it's not new evidence. It's evidence that wasn't disclosed at the time. And talk about that. Talk about how much there was in Serial, elsewhere, that people were saying about what they thought the real story was.
Well, let's start with Serial. I mean, Serial took a case at that point that was 15 years old and just brought it back to the forefront. And then since Serial, there's been much more independent, I call it independent investigation into this. I mean, plenty of people have pored over the case file and the investigative file for this case. But all along, what ultimately is hinging on the prosecution's decision to vacate the conviction is one handwritten note by the prosecutor at the time who... I haven't seen the note. I don't know many people that have actually seen it, but apparently it says that there was another person who threatened Hae Min Lee, saying that he would make her disappear and that he would, you know, he would kill her. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's pretty exculpatory. I mean, that suggests that, okay, there was another suspect. And I imagine that the defense, if the state is saying now that the defense did not have that information at their disposal at Mr. Syed's 2000 trial, I mean, you know, I think a jury would have liked to hear that.
Yeah. So what do you think happens now?
That's hard to say. I know that the state has 30 days to determine if they'd like to dismiss these charges or to forge ahead with a new trial. And that's separate from their investigation into these other suspects. But I mean, you know, if we're being candid, I just don't see a universe where they can try him again. The state pretty systematically, you know, demolished all the original evidence in the case yesterday. Not only did they mention this Brady violation, that's the failure to turn over exculpatory evidence, they pointed to that the original star witness, Jay Wilds, his testimony they don't have confidence in that anymore. They say that it can't be faithfully corroborated. They can no longer use the cell phone location data that they originally used to put Mr. Syed in the vicinity of where Hae Min Lee's body was found. They, you know, without those two things, without your witness, and then the secondary evidence that puts them at the scene, what kind of case do you have at that point? I mean, you know, formally our state's attorney, that's our elected top prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby, is saying they're awaiting final DNA testing results from a few outstanding items. But I think it's worth noting that, you know, DNA degrades over time and that every test they've done so far has been inconclusive.
Yeah. What's been the reaction there in Baltimore? And maybe of Hae Min Lee's family or, you know, what's been the reaction?
Well, Baltimore, I mean, there was quite the scene, quite the spectacle outside of the courthouse yesterday. I will say it's a rarity. I mean, rarely when people are acquitted, even acquitted at, like, full-on murder trials, they don't just get to walk out the courthouse doors. They're normally taken back to the jail or the detention facility to be processed. So it was, I think, obvious to both parties how the judge was going to rule, which added to the scene. I think the images, a lot of people have seen the image of Adnan walking out of the courthouse, smiling.
Right.
But the Lee family, I mean, I think that might be the overlooked aspect of all of this. And I personally can't imagine how they're feeling, but I know that for 23 years, really until the end of last week or the beginning of last week, they had been led to believe that Adnan Syed was guilty and that that was the state's position. So, I think Heyman Lee's brother, Young Lee, appeared in court via Zoom. And, he said that he feels betrayed by the state. But at the same time, he also said he's not opposed to further investigation.
Right. Well, it's also chilling to think that there is a killer out there. Lee Sanderlin from the Baltimore Sun, thank you.
Thank you.